please welcome the very funny Matt Lucas and David Walliams. Oh, look! Oh, look! They're real! They're real people.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you both today?
Yeah, good, thank you. And you?
I'm great.
Hello, Comedy Dave. How's your sister?
She's very well, thank you. She sends her love.
Yes, thank you. I know his sister.
David, if you're
ignoring
you,
Chris.
You can ask about my brother if you wish.
How's your brother?
He's fine. He's all right. He's all right. He's good. And how are all your families?
Yeah, they're all right. Thanks.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming in. We'll see you next year.
It was a pleasure.
So do you know Dave's sister?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I do. I've known her for many years, yes.
Because Matt is mates with my sister's fella, Mike.
Yeah.
Matt is mates with Mike.
Mm.
Excellent.
It is true.
I regret. I regret.
It's nice. It's like one big showbiz family.
How are you, Chris? Are you enjoying this morning lark?
I am. I am actually. I'm really enjoying it. Obviously, you've been listening.
Very much so. Yes.
What do you think?
I like the bit where the man comes on and reads the news.
Right.
I love the weather.
I love the songs.
Songs are good. And
the
sport.
Bits between the songs.
Oh, you don't like?
No.
Yeah.
I don't. That's when I don't know that bit.
Right.
Chris Moyles just did a very camp look. Which was very funny, but will be lost in you.
I don't think I did. So
I've never seen you be camp before.
You've never seen me before.
We bring it out of people. We can't help
because we
are probably the campest men in Britain.
I wouldn't say so. I thought your acceptance speech at the Comedy Awards was very butch and very hetero.
Well, it had everything, that speech.
It did.
I thanked everybody. Yeah. It was moving.
Yeah. I was pleased. 10 years working together. I was pleased, yeah.
Have you won one
good.
Of those?
No.
No?
No.
Just me. Me who's 1-1.
See, you're like...
1-0.
You're like the comedy equivalent of our show, because we don't really win awards either.
No. But I deserve to win them, Chris.
Well, I think that's a bit hard.
With me, there's a sense of injustice.
We shirk the plaudits, though.
But by the way, for those people who are listening earlier, International Frog or Dog, our feature, Alad reliably informed me that David and Matt talked all the way through it and didn't hear it.
They're preparing for this interview.
Because we were talking about all the funny things we're going to say and do.
Really?
Over the next 25 minutes.
Excellent.
Anarchy.
Have you seen in today's Daily Mirror on page 23, there's a picture of the Prime Minister's head superimposed onto Vicky Pollard? It's really strange. But they've quoted Vicky Pollard, yeah, but no. But they put in commas and full stops, and of course Vicky talks with no punctuation whatsoever.
See, they just don't get it.
The Prime Minister of Little Britain responds to the Hutton report. There you go.
That's
blowing my own trumpet there.
Will you cut that out and keep it?
I probably will.
Oh, isn't that lovely? He hasn't changed. He's so down to earth.
Yeah.
Mind you, when you get paid by the BBC, right, it's quite easy to be down to earth and feel like the common man.
What about the BBC canteen, Chris?
Well, there isn't one here.
We always thought that...
So you've got one at Television Centre.
We always wanted to be on the BBC so we could make jokes about the BBC canteen, because when we were growing up, that's what people like Terry Wogan always did.
And when you're a DJ, it's vending machine coffee.
Is that what they... Is that
and
the
they
thing?
Don't have a vending machine coffee
no.
here.
No, it's a letdown, isn't it?
It's, you know, I don't know where my licence fee goes. Well, I do. Your wages. Anyway.
Another camp look.
That wasn't camp.
I'm sure you weren't camp before this morning.
I'm not camp.
You're going to be fully fledged gay by the time we're finished with you.
Stop it. I like your television programme.
Thank you very much.
I think it's very funny.
Thank you. Dominic has seen one.
Dominic has seen one sketch.
And he remembers what the Mifanwy sketch.
That's
yeah.
And you're not in that one, are you?
I am.
Well, not everyone.
No, I...
Unless you play the barmaid.
No, I don't play the barmaid, but I play,
Howell.
Yes, a sort of Welsh gay man who comes in, to the pub.
If you haven't seen the show, Little Britain is a comedy sketch show in which David Walliams and myself, I'm the hilarious guy from Shooting Stars, the funny one, we come on and we play gays and women.
Right.
Basically.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
No, you occasionally play men.
Occasionally, but usually they're gay.
See, now, my favourite bit... thing that you do, Mr. Matt Lucas.
Thank you.
Funny man off of the Shooting Stars.
The drama, the bald drama, the hilarious
and,
rhombus.
And, of
suited.
Course, who can forget the Apocalypse Chew?
Yes. Oh, our finest moment,
I'm
yes.
I'm telling you. Now, my favourite bit is when you do dull members of the public. when, in the supporting thing, when you do that thing of going...
Oh, dull members of the public. Yeah, yeah. No, I do. Yeah.
When you just go, all right. Now, I like that. Bloke. I think you're very good. And oh, I think it's appalling that you haven't been asked to be in EastEnders.
Yeah, no, this is true. Well, they were looking for a replacement.
Another camp, look. Another one. And a shrug of the shoulder.
I don't know what you mean.
They were looking for a replacement for Wellard. Ha ha, did you get it? I play the doggy. But, no, well, I don't know. Well, David's a proper actor. He can do those sort of things.
Yeah.
He can do those. Did you see David in Christmas EastEnders?
I did, yeah.
It was funny.
I thought the way you stood at the door of the Vic,
brilliant.
I missed the episode before where you were more in it.
Yeah, I was in...
I think you were dancing in the episode I saw.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
That must have been a thrill for you.
It was.
Did he tape it and keep it?
I think my mum's taped it.
Oh.
And she's got it. I don't... It's kind of a hard one to know when you're going to watch it again. If you're going to get people round and go, oh, let's watch me on EastEnders.
I'd do that.
Yeah, well... No, so...
No, he really would.
No, it was great. I mean, Shane Ritchie is a joy.
Bless him.
You said he sort of pinches your bum before you go for a tape.
I read that.
Yeah, he has his hands sort of...
I read that... she was getting a breasts out for you.
One fell out by accident.
And then you asked to see the other one, I heard.
Yes, she very kindly showed it to me.
Well, she's not backward and coming forward, is she?
I didn't see both at the same time.
All right, so it's not like you're in a proper gob.
No, but I sort of, in my mind...
Did you pop them back in for her in a John Leslie, Judy Finnegan way?
In my mind, I put the two together.
Did you?
It was very nice.
Right. I won't ask any more. And then you said that Shane Ritchie was touching your bum and tickling you.
Yes, he's one of those people, just about to say action, he sort of gets his hand right in your bottom and gives it a good squeeze.
Maybe you do bring out the gay in everyone.
I said camp.
Well, camp. All right, camp. But touching your bottom and tickling you.
Well, no, but you see, actors do that kind of thing all the time.
Do they?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the more
we do.
I don't think they ever did that in the professionals. Bodie and Dole were never squeezing each other's bums, tickling each other.
I tell you what, I think when you're actually making a comedy show, you're usually quite serious and concentrating. But if you're doing something, I did this Shakespeare play a few years ago, and these long runs,
brilliant.
And then you.
Thank you. Never saw it, you big liar.
Did you see that?
No.
No, you did. You act very well. When you're in something serious, then I think you do muck about, you know. And, so on EastEnders, you have to muck about, really, don't you? And those people are doing it day in, day out in that set, so... They have to... Somebody help me out here.
I'm just talking,
and David refuses to make eye contact.
Why is he looking at me like that?
Because I'm waiting for the next camp look. I tell you what you are actually doing. You're actually flirting with me. What you're doing.
I'm really not. It's camp chemistry.
I just want to tell you that's what you're doing.
I'm really not flirting with you. What I'm doing is...
With fire, you're going to get burnt, Chris.
Listen, what I'm doing that thing with you to make Matt jealous.
Well, that's working.
Yeah, because we were thinking just before we came in, who's going to get off with Chris? Oh, you bitch, hands off, he's mine.
And who's your money on?
Matt.
Really?
Yeah.
Tiger. He doesn't know about Newcastle.
What's that? Newcastle? Oh, yeah.
We worked together in Newcastle, you pillock.
We were on, can I just say, we were on this show, right, a few years ago called The Comedy Tube. And do you remember, right,
The Apocalypse Tube.
What did I call it? The Comedy Tube. Well, that was wrong. We weren't on a show called The Comedy Tube. We were on, I was just thinking of Apocalypse Dave. Sorry about that.
Right.
We were on Apocalypse Tube and Prince was on it and Paul McCartney and Robbie Williams. Do you remember? With all these rules, like you weren't allowed to look at Prince.
Yeah.
You weren't allowed to make eye contact.
You had to call him Sir. Apparently.
You had to call him Sir, and you could only speak to him if he spoke to you. And there were all these amazing kind of security measures in place. And then one guy from the audience who had no idea about any of this was just walking past him in a corridor. I just went up to him and patted him on the back and went, "All right, Prince fella, how you doing? All right. Nice to see you, Johnny lad. What are you up to, like? We don't see much of you these days. Are you doing out or nothing?" And it was just really funny. We'd all behaved ourselves, and he sort of wilted. He was very nervous.
I never met him.
Very nervous. You didn't meet him. No, I saw him.
Did you meet Paul McCartney?
I did.
Yeah, and I got made up next to him in the makeup room.
Oh, really?
Do you know, a lot of people don't remember, Paul McCartney used to be in this band called the Beatles. People only really talk about the Frog Chorus. And
the Flog Chorus?
Yeah.
How does the Flog Chorus go?
Mull of Kinter. Well, I went to public school, you see. Ah, that was good, wasn't it?
What, you just had that, just in case it was mentioned?
Matt called me very late last night and went, do us a favour, you can bring in a copy of the Frog Chorus, could you? Just in case we talk about it.
It's actually called We All Stand Together, in brackets, the Frog Chorus. OK? Just let's get
Camp
that
look
right.
Number four.
Would you like another camp look?
That wasn't a camp look, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, if you're watching on the webcam, by the way. Right, more from the very funny Matt Lucas and his mate, David Williams. After this is Jameson. Not the way that we're bumping. 8:26. It's feeling good inside. It's the way I was moving. No illusion when I caught your eye. A text message has come in. I think Little Britain is the funniest thing on TV. And we've had many like that, Dave. So there you go.
That's nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah, very nice.
I don't think I look camp.
You do sometimes. You are quite camp for a straight man.
Do you want me to look straight with a punch in your face?
Go on, then.
Or camp with a kiss on the cheek?
I'll tell you after the news.
Is that like a tease? So, coming up, we'll play Will Young, Black Eyed Peas and Kylie, and also find out, does Dave think I'm camp, or does Dave think I'm butch? That's brilliant. What a tease that is.
Hang them over the news. It's a radio trick. One.
Little Britain, by the way. Very, very funny. It's on BBC Two, Monday nights at 10, and on BBC Three every half hour.
Excellent plug.
Switch it on. It's either Liquid News or Little Britain or Hercules.
And his mate Dave. No, that's different.
No, that's Sort It Out, Man.
And his mate Dave.
Yeah. What a remarkable channel. They should give us a show, don't you think?
Yeah, we tried that. They won't
yeah,
do it.
No, right, let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Jules. It's 8:30.
And the main news this morning, a man's being held. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 8:33.
Let's get fit and get dancing.
Thank you, Jade. Thank you, Dom and Juliet.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I think I look quite butch. You know,
yeah.
Quite manly. Do you know, I think I look very similar. David Williams, right? Do you know what he's doing? He's just trying to get headlines, you know, because he knows that the world's press listen. And by saying that about me... You know, because I'm like a man, that he, you know, he knows it'll be getting the paper, it'll be Metro or something tomorrow.
Are you suggesting he's trying to stage a flirt off?
He could do, yeah, but yeah. It's not working because no. A lot of people have said that I remind them of Magnum PI,
mm-hmm.
You know, who wasn't camp at all. He was very, very, you know, very, very manly.
Magnum PI?
Yeah, Tom Selleck.
You haven't even got a moustache.
No, but I once had a red car. 8:33. We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get paid much more money. Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Let's play some bits of the CD so they get some money.
Look into my eyes, look into my eyes, the eyes, not around the eyes, don't look around my eyes, look into the eyes. You're under.
I am wishing to purchase items of ladies' wear. That ladies wear, for that is what I am, a lady.
No, but yeah, but no, because what happened was, right, was this thing happened, what you don't even know about. Shut up! I wasn't even supposed to be even anywhere near there, but then Meredith come over and started stirring it all up and started calling me all these things, like, about this thing, what I was supposed to have done, but I ain't never even not done it, all right? I hear they bully you at school. What do they say? What do they call you, Chris?
Fatty.
Oh, that's awful. Fatty. Not Fatty Bum Bum.
No.
Hello, my name is David, and I am a geek. Yes.
That's the Black Eyed Peas on Radio 1. Urgh. It's 8:41 in the morning. The lovely, wonderful and talented Matt Lucas is here.
Yes.
David Williams is on the show as well.
From another camp look.
That wasn't a camp
look. It was!
It wasn't.
What was it then?
I don't know what camp is. The BBC Radio Collection Little Britain CD is here. It's the Sony Award-winning BBC Radio 4 comedy.
That's right. Some people don't realise, but it was actually... we did a couple of series on radio before it reached TV.
Yeah.
And we've released this lovely CD, which you can go and buy right after this show finishes.
And we're signing copies at 6 yeah. o'clock today at the Virgin Megastore in London.
You're
in Piccadilly.
Virgin.
In Virgin in Piccadilly, the one near Piccadilly Circus.
And we're doing it in character.
As Lou and Andy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Which ones are those?
Well, I say, Andy?
Yeah?
Will we see the Jiwom?
That one.
Those characters.
Yeah, no.
Which one is it? Because I've told my family that it's the one on Oxford
Street. Oh, that's what that look meant. No, it's in Piccadilly.
Oh, God.
You were going to go to the wrong one.
You
need to check your own website.
Okay.
Because
what time is it? You there?
It's 6 p.m. Virgin in Piccadilly in London today. Right. Lou and Andy.
Not
will be
if my mum and dad are watching, listening.
Yeah, listening.
Sorry, I'm just so used to being on telly. it's not the one on Oxford Street.
No, it's not.
Sorry.
Sorry. No, anyway, you were talking about our fabulous CD before.
That's
I interrupted.
That's right. Yes. which you can get signed. By yourselves today.
Yeah, I know.
If you... Can I ask you a question about that?
Go on.
Because that, for me, that's the most repeated catchphrase from the show.
Yeah, I know.
And we were talking about... My mate Christopher does this all the time. Right?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And he's always doing it. And me and my girlfriend Sophie, you know Sophie.
Yeah. You haven't got a girlfriend, you liar.
She's my beard. Now, and we were talking last night about that character.
Yeah, no.
Right. And I was doing my appalling version of it, right, because it's not a good impression that I do.
Yeah, no.
And Sophie turns around and goes, he's not a Scouser. And we got into a debate on where he's from.
Herby. Scouser, yeah.
Yes, there you go. Get in, huh? No flies on me. Do you like it?
Like what?
the impression that I've realised I haven't done.
Oh, well, yeah, do the impression then. Let's hear you.
How can you ask them if they like it and you've said nothing?
Well, because...
He's got all shiny!
Go on.
That one.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
It's a kind of camp version of the character. It's a slightly high-pitched, slightly effeminate version.
Get out. Get out. Do you want me to say what I saw the other night? Ha-ha. Well, there you go. When I was peering through your windows with my binoculars.
That says more about you than him, Chris. Yeah. I can stop you there already.
He asked me to be there.
Fair enough. Fair
play. He said, be there about 8:45.
And I'll tell you where to be. Beware. Be at 6 p.m. Come to Virgin in Piccadilly in London.
Not the one on Oxford Street.
Not the one on Oxford Street. The one in Piccadilly. And Lou and Andy will be there to sign your CDs after you've paid for them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
See, I just did it.
Yeah, I know.
Just did it.
That one.
Right, let's ask some boring questions because you're okay. On this morning. Later, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We're on Pip Schofield.
I love that.
And Fern Britt.
I think they're great.
Yeah, they're cool.
I'm gonna try and preempt some of the boring questions that they will come up with. Not that they are boring, but who do you like doing the most? Who's your favourite character in the show?
Actually, we quite like doing Lou and Andy.
I love them.
Yeah. Well, I think Philip Schofield has seen the show, but I'm not sure Fern Britt has.
We like doing Marjorie Dawes. Any new members? Anybody? Any new members?
I'm new. And I really enjoy the fact that we got some clips, which I cleverly edited
together. I thought it was very good. And then you put them to We All Stand Together, brackets, the Frog Chorus.
That's right, close brackets. And I like the fact that the new member on the CD is called Chris, who was bullied at school for being fat.
He's actually named after a boy I was at school with called Christopher Halliday. And I was, believe it or not, I was fat.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it.
I'm very lucky. I can eat and eat and eat and not put on an ounce.
And there was one guy who was fatter than me, Chris Halliday.
Right.
So I just thought to compound his misery.
Does he know
this? Let's write him into the sketch.
Does he know this?
Well, he knows it now if he's just saying he hasn't killed himself.
Let's hope he hasn't, because we need the ratings.
We do.
And where do all the ideas come from?
Oh God! From our minds.
Right.
I once saw Vic and Bob on something like Saturday Superstore, and they answered that. Where do you get all your ideas from? And he said, from my mind, which I thought was a great answer. You're just on the bus. You're on the train. You watch other people's comedy shows.
You don't get the bus.
I do. I get the bus all the time. There's a bus that goes from my flat to David's, and when we're writing, we always get the bus. Always get the C11.
C11, which you probably know, being also local to me. Do you get the C11, Chris?
Do you not get the bus?
No.
No one's going to recognise you.
There's no first class.
My brother is a tube driver, so I get a free Oyster card because I'm his nominee.
An Oyster card? What's an Oyster card?
It means I get free travel on London Underground and on the buses.
My dad used to work for London Transport, so when he did, I used to get cheap travel as well.
Mm. Wow. Right, moving on. It says here that you get cheap travel.
Yeah.
That'd be great. If we asked that today, just go, we've done that today, love. We're, no, not
we're just sick of telling you about our travel cards.
You like peppermint tea?
Yeah, we do. That's mainly what we drink all day.
People do say to you, do you write the show down the pub?
Yeah, but you get, have a few peppies in and write the show down the pub. No, we have to sit in a room drinking peppermint tea for hours on end trying to think of funny things to
staring
say.
Staring each other out.
Maybe you should try drinking down the pub and then writing it.
I would have a go, but you've got to be really focused and it's quite dull, really, to be honest with you. You've just got to sit there and do it. The fun part is when you get to make the show, isn't it, and the audience come in and you get to perform.
Do you argue much when you're writing it?
No, we don't. We're sort of
sort of simmering resentment. More, right. That's what we go for.
But I think the thing is, you write what you know. If it makes you both laugh, it's in. You know what I mean? So
it's actually that's one great thing about doing comedy is that you know that if you're both laughing, then it's the right thing to do. And if you're not laughing, then it probably isn't.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that's a good way to judge it. If people laugh, it's funny.
No, but if we're laughing,
right?
Then we go. Well, at least
another camp look.
All comedy is a punt, I think. It's all a gamble. You never know what's going to work and what isn't on the day. All comedy is Steve Punt.
Right.
But if you write something that you're both laughing at, then it's down, it's on the page.
Dave and I, by the way, I don't know if you've seen the advert for this radio show that goes out on telly.
I've seen the first 10 seconds. I always turn it off. Sorry, go on.
And I'm a bin man.
I have seen that.
I never went to a RADA or anything like that. That's
it
all
doesn't
natural,
show.
That's all natural ability. So Dave and I, he's a milkman in it, we are available for the next series as extras. You know, or with my excellent impressions, I could be like a relation of one of the characters.
Well, we've already actually written in Nigel Havers.
Right, stuff him.
Vanessa Feltz, we've written a bit
for. Right, yeah, but whatever. But I'm talking about me and Dave.
Yeah.
And we, you know, you throw anything at us, and we can ad-lib as well, obviously.
Well,
and
I saw you on Whose Line.
We can do funny voices and create hilarious comedy characters.
We might have some...
Like the fella from Sheffield with the limp. Don't munch up war. That's one of our favourites.
we'll be nicking that later.
Yeah, and you know... It's up to you.
Look, we've got some very camp
just say
characters.
Yes.
Yeah, we thought we'd have the gay DJ.
The gay DJ, I think.
Character.
Maybe get you in for that.
You have to speak to my agent. I am very busy.
Fair enough.
Right, it's 10 to 9. More from these two funny men in a second.
One life on Radio
1. Radio 1. It's 8:54. Right, so what do we need to plug? By the way, are you aware of the... today we're allowed to say it, by the way, but are you aware of the Little Britain catchphrase, Kitty?
Well, I am aware of it, but we are exempt.
Well, you are, yeah, and everyone is today.
How much have you raised so far? Is it £10 a time?
Rachel, yes, tell her a go. Rachel said it twice on the air. Technically, Al had said it.
No, you...
What did you say?
I said, right, there's two DAT machines here. I said, which one are you recording on today? Is it DAT 2? And you went, no, it's DAT 1.
Yes.
Which technically counts.
Also, if anyone says, yes, any point, or just yes, that's what's our catchphrase. We've invented a catchphrase, which is the word yes.
Well, that's...
So if anyone uses the word yes at any point, it's because of us.
No!
Yes!
I think that's very mean. Ali just told me he pays to work here anyway. You know.
Taking
even more money from him.
He's the only Welsh in the studio. We told him once, we said to him once, that when you were writing Little Britain,
yeah,
you weren't sure where the... What's his name, the character?
Davith.
Right, we weren't sure where he should be from. Right?
You know, he's your favourite.
Right? And the story was... I said to Alan, apparently the story goes that they are writing it and we were on the background on the radio and they heard Alan talk, you talking, Alan, and they went, let's make him from Wales. And Alan went, no, that's not true. And then goes, it would be a really nice compliment if it was, but that's not true.
Are you embarrassed
then? Oh.
Bless you.
Isn't he lovely?
Because he is from Wales. Yeah. He really is Welsh. It's not like a joke or anything. You know.
I'm a bit Welsh.
Who's a bit Welsh?
Me.
Where are you from?
Surrey.
Right. Excellent.
But I have a Welsh grandfather.
Right.
Didn't people, when you were very little, people thought you were a bit Chinese when they saw your eyes
or
something?
I look a bit like a sort of Eskimo princess.
Dave was born in Hong Kong.
Really?
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
But I'm not Chinese at all.
Nanak of the North London, you are. There's a... Where are you from?
That's a reference to Nanook of the North, a film made in the 1920s. That's probably why that gag didn't do so well.
Nanook of the North is the first... They reckon it's the first documentary ever made, that's what I was told.
Wasn't that the name of the kid's dog in The Lost Boys?
Yeah, probably.
That was Nanook, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, I'm almost certain.
The Lost Boys with... Is that the one with Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's one, yeah. Thou shalt not kill. With the song in the background, I'm just going to shut
up. That had People Are Strangin', I like that song.
Yeah, really good. But the cover by Echo the Bunnymen.
That's right.
I'm so going to, when the show's finished today, I'm going out and I'm going to have a fight with someone and drink loads of beer.
That's how they all start.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right, so if you want to see the two very funny gentlemen on television, they're going to be on this morning later. And... Would you take part in our silly game that we like to do with guests where you have to get a word in somehow and then all our listeners know? So it's a little secret.
Absolutely love to, yeah.
Oh, I see, yeah. Okay.
No, we generally give
my word is little.
No,
for Little Britain.
No, you can't. It doesn't work like that. You have to say rubbish.
Rubbish, okay.
And you have to say cabbage.
When?
On this morning.
On this morning. Okay.
To get it
and then
somewhere.
What happens?
And if you don't, we beat you up.
But if we do, we get to keep Aled.
Yes.
Great.
Is that all right? Do you want to do that?
It's a deal. Yeah, no.
I'll tell you what, that's a bargain.
I'm well in there, yeah. No, I'm very happy.
Congratulations. It's a very, very funny show. And all your success is well deserved because you're both very funny. Matt's funnier than David because David got the award and Matt didn't and he wants one. And the CD is out and available. It's Little Britain. Here it is for all the folks at home watching. And it's great. It's got two CDs in and is worth every single penny.
Thank you
very much.
See, I plugged that because I'm a fan, not because I want to be in the second series.
But you do, though, don't you?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Hello, it's Radio 1 DJ. Right, anyway, let's do Dave's Cheetah Sling. Dave, how did you get to this morning's track from yesterday? Great record. It's Blur and Black Life on Radio 1. David Walliams just whacked himself in the face with the headphones.
Well, did we get caught out?
He never stops. He never stops being wacky. And now they're both enjoying a complimentary milkshake. The Chris Moyles Show, where we treat the guests well. Seamless link there?
Yeah, I think so.
Any mistakes?
Nope.
No.
What's this theme from?
Treasure Hunt.
I thought you were going to say the Chris Moyles Show. No, Treasure Hunt, that was it.
No, we have our own theme.
Treasure Hunt?
Yeah. We have our theme. Would you like to hear our
theme? Yeah, very much.
Okay. Yeah. Matt goes, yeah. As if he goes, yeah, of course. I recognise it now.
I thought I'd better do that, yeah.
No, it's good. And there's a bit of singing, then it goes back into the music again. The Chris Moyles Show,
National Radio 1. That was the singing bit.
Yeah. Do you like that?
Well, it goes on a bit, doesn't it?
It's 12 minutes long. But it's for you to talk over.
Oh, okay. Can we talk now, then?
So, Matt, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And yes, and we're currently writing a second series of Little Britain.
Would you like a hand? No, don't mock me.
Well, I tell you what...
Well, we were going to offer to help you with this show, actually.
I tell you what...
We need it.
A great inspiration for us are Kilroy and Tricia. What are we going to do now? Now Kilroy's put his foot in it.
Well, I can come round.
No.
What?
No. No, because Kilroy, you always get brilliant people. Are we allowed to talk? We can just talk over this, can't we?
Yes. Right.
Kilroy's always got brilliant people in it. I remember watching it once. I was talking about people in bad debt. And this woman came on and she goes, I'm so poor, I can't even afford a pancake. how much does a pancake cost? Is that an expression? All you need to do to write a comedy show is get up early enough to watch Kilroy and Tricia and then just write down everything they say.
Say really? What you see, yeah, definitely.
Say what you hear.
Say what you hear. And so, yeah, so we're writing our second series and hopefully that'll be on sort of late autumn or something like that.
On all?
Yeah, no.
That one. Is that irritating yet?
No, it's very nice. It's very nice. We've been slogging away for years. It's nice.
Is it one of those moments where you kind of remember the first person when you're walking down the street and it's just aired on BBC Three, and someone comes up and goes, "That one," and points at you?
I already can't remember. But yeah, I was aware that even on BBC Three, it was getting people were doing the catchphrases. Yeah.
I can't wait now for about 5 years down the line when you're walking down the street and someone goes, "That one," and you go, "Bugger off!"
Well, Harry Enfield told that story of being on a holiday and a man came up to him on the beach saying, "Yeah, I don't believe you wanted to do that." And he went, "And I don't believe you wanted to be the 1,000th person to say that to me today." And apparently this guy was like in front of his kids, and Harry Enfield's felt guilty about that ever since.
And where is he now?
Harry Enfield's great. He's an inspiration to us, really.
That's counting fantastic. His money, I was about to say, because yes, he's yes. such an excellent performer.
Excellent, yes.
And but Matt always used to get just people saying to him, "Oi, what are the scores, George Dawes?"
Yeah.
And it's difficult to know what to say.
But I don't know, about 3-1 or something. I've never
What do they say to you, David? Do they, "Marry me!" No. Because of your role in EastEnders?
No, Well, I went into the laundrette the other day, right where we live.
Right. We don't live together, if you just tuned in.
Well.
No.
Not officially. No. Hasn't been announced yet, has it? Keeping it under wraps for now.
Shut up.
No, I went into the laundrette the other day, and I just walked in, and the woman went, "Oh! Like that." I said, "Why are you laughing?" She goes, "I saw you on Little Britain!" And I said, "It was Monday night, it's now Wednesday, you can't still be laughing about
Do
it.
My washing, shut up."
I don't know.
But they shout out, "I'm a lady," to me.
And do ladies shout that to you?
No.
Like, will a lady see you in the street and go, "Oh, I'm a lady!" Excellent. Cheers, love.
It's quite nice. For years, I've had people just come up to me and go, "Never mind the Buzzcocks," thinking that I'm Mark Lamar.
I was mistaken for Dom Jolly at a Nick Cave gig, and I was mortified.
Who do you get mistaken for? Is there anybody that you
get? Generally George Clooney, Brad Pitt, that kind of thing.
No, but you do that. Is that
Mason
slightly
Mason
odd?
Riley.
That's slightly odd. Ooh, someone's out of a job. There is that slightly odd thing that if you work in the media, people sort of know you, but they don't quite know why. So, I mean, who would you get mistaken for? There must be somebody that you're...
Phil Jupitus used to be, and I remember because I had a goatee for like 3 years, and I thought, right, I'm sick of this Phil Jupitus thing. And I used to know Phil Jupitus, and he used to pop in and say hello, and we got on really well, and then we fell out, which is a shame.
Oh, right.
And I hope that one day we kindle
that
friendship.
Well, if you sleep with your friends, that's what happens.
So, anyway... So I shaved off my goatee, thinking, right, that's it. I won't look like Jeep anymore now. Switched on to the mind of the Buzzcocks. Get out!
I'll tell you what.
Get out, Williams!
You can't see, you can't obviously radio, but the leather looks fantastic on you. You wear that well.
Let him finish
You're
his story.
You're in no position to talk, Matt Lucas, true. With what you wear when you do David.
No, this is true.
Let him finish his story.
Sorry, Chris.
I'm not going to now. You've ruined it.
Can I say, though, about people mistaking you for people? Someone came up to me recently and went, "Well done for The Office. You're brilliant in it. And thank you very much."
They didn't.
Yeah, I thought, oh, I'll be in that, yeah.
Well, well done with everything. What's your word to say on this morning?
Rubbish.
And David?
Cabbage.
You can't just randomly say it. You get extra bonus points if you work it in.
What if I say it about 100 times?
Welcome to the show, Matt Lucas.
Cabbage!
And, cabbage! Rubbish!
But we mustn't draw attention to the fact that we've been given...
Actually, the louder you shout rubbish.
Oh, no.
No, because it's a Radio 1 catchphrase, Scott Mills, then we all then stole.
What's cabbage, then?
I don't know. We can change the word, if you want to change the word, to viaduct or...
Caravan or something. Osteopath.
I'll stick with cabbage.
Okay.
I'll stick with rubbish.
You can shout
rubbish
as loud.
I can do it.
So
yeah.
You go. Yeah.
So I could say, oh, we just went on the Radio 1 breakfast show and it was
cabbage.
It was cabbage.
What do you generally eat for tea?
Rubbish. Yeah.
Right, thank you for coming in. I love you both.
Thank you very much.
I love Matt more, obviously, than David. I will be having a restraining order out.
Obviously. Well, I've got warmth, do you know what I mean? So,
I think you're a charming young man who's not affected by your fame and popularity.
David,
definitely flirting with you. Definite chemistry there.
Playing hard to get, I can see it. Oh, it looks good.
There
ain't no comedy Dave no more, that's all I'm saying.
It's 9:10 on Radio 1. buy their CD, it's funny.